Towards Justice. Part 1. Lifting the Heaviness. Before even beginning a rational discussion of morality, badness, justice, or forgiveness, it is necessary to lift the unbearable heaviness associated with badness that is deeply entrenched in the human mind. We have been taught, trained, indoctrinated, forced as children, to feel heavy, guilty, ashamed beyond self-redemption for transgressions of rules or etiquette, whether they are just or rational or not, or whether we even knew about them. This heaviness feels so awful that, of course, we avoid it. We avoid it so strongly that when contemplating morality or justice, we are deaf and blind to any thought that might cause these terrible feelings to arise. We block ideas that we fear might lead us to feel guilty, ashamed, to think that we might have done wrong. To avert this terrible heaviness, humans have developed some clever mental strategies. Some people convince themselves that they are absolutely blameless. This may be due to a belief that we are like babies, not responsible for anything, or to a religious pledge coupled with a belief that God has redeemed all sin so we can do no wrong, or if we do, God will take care of it, or to a belief that if we do something, it must be God's will, even if it's wrong. Seeing that people who do great harm don't seem to suffer afterwards, some people believe that there are no consequences for one's actions, so all guilt or shame is null and void. Some people perform magical rituals to temporarily destroy the consequences of their wrongdoing, hoping they will be able to permanently escape both the consequences and the heaviness. We have been taught that morality means following a set of rules, so we develop interpretations of those rules that allow us to avoid feeling the heaviness, ignoring our conscience and common sense. This heaviness is so horrible that we don't want others to feel it either. We tell people they are okay and situations are okay when they are not, thinking that we are being compassionate and forgiving. Belief in this unbearable heaviness is itself a barrier to justice and morality. Lifting it requires a truthful perspective that we remember day in and day out until we resonate with this truth, dropping our heavy judgment of ourselves and others. This does not mean dropping our wise faculty of judgment. If one has done something wrong, one is responsible and should feel guilty if it was deliberate or due to negligence. There are some actions that are bad, wrong, immoral, and people who do those actions need to be called to account. It is the heaviness without recourse, the undue heaviness, that needs to be lifted. In fact, we must smash this heaviness to smithereens with a few truth bombs. Truth bomb number 1. We can redeem any action we do. Nothing is irredeemable. We have all the time in the universe, and we will be given every opportunity we wish for. When we grow older in spirit, we will easily have the ability to restore any harm we have ever done. Even if we have cut short someone's physical life by accident, in an angry fit, or by calculated planning, one day we will be able to help give someone physical life by becoming a parent or by saving someone's life. If our action was by mistake, our life-giving will be joyful, whereas if our action was deliberate, our life-giving will probably be difficult and troublesome for us. But in either case, we can fully redeem ourselves. Truth bomb number 2. We will be happy and thrilled to redeem any action we have ever done. Redeeming ourselves makes us feel wonderful. We feel so good about ourselves. It gives us confidence, honor, integrity. The more we redeem our bad actions, the better we feel, the freer we become, the more joy and enthusiasm we feel for goodness and for life. Truth bomb number 3. Only our conscience in our heart tells us what is good or bad for us to do in any situation. Other people don't know our hearts, our capacities, or our conscience. Others may have good advice, insight, or wisdom, but they don't have a right to presume they know what we should do. Sometimes we need to find out by experience. In cases where someone has a valid authority, such as an employer, we have a duty to obey, but our conscience is still our own. Truth bomb number 4. Morality can never be reduced to a set of outer rules. Rules can be good guidelines, but our inner voice of conscience is the final arbiter. In the end, we are not judged by others. It is we who judge ourselves. Let us all use these truth bombs to destroy the deep heaviness that has burdened us, slowed us down, and blinded us to truth for so long. If we do something wrong, we simply realize it and redeem it now if we can, or else later. No problem. Only with this awareness can we have the clear vision to see what is good or bad in what ways. Only with this awareness can we have true compassion for others, seeing the truth without condemning them, knowing that in the future they too will be able to redeem whatever harmful actions they do. Only with this awareness can we imagine true freedom, true love. Only without this heaviness can we sense true goodness.